Good morning. How are you? Blessed. And hopefully you're really blessed when you listen to the second reading today. I love this part where it says, God chose the foolish of the world to confound and to shame the wise. As I look around, that's true. God chose the weak of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly and the despised of the world, those who count for nothing, to reduce to nothing those who are something, so that no human being may boast before God. So, what God is calling us to is to be men and women who have this humility that are always know that everything that we have is God's. Everything that we've done is God's. All the gifts. See, the problem is too many people think that they're in charge of everything. Begin, as I've said a million times, bam, that fast God could take everything. You think you're in charge and you're strong and everything I've ever done for my life, your life can be taken, bam, right now. Don't do it. Nobody die in the middle of Mass. But the reality is we can't even control our next breath. And here we go play these games that I get to boast, huh? So the first thing that you and I need to do is pray for the humility of truth. Humility means from the earth. It's the truth of who we are. You know, again, I often say when I think about my own life, you know, the best way I can experience the family I come from or explain to you is Roseanne on television. If you've ever seen Roseanne, oh, my family's much worse than Roseanne ever was, right? My family is, we're just pretty basic people. You know, this past weekend I was down in Naples, Florida, stayed at the Ritz-Carlton, you know, never got out of the hotel, and never, there's a beach right there, never once walked on a beach, and my clerics ministered all weekend. But while I was there, there was all these very wealthy, great people. I got to listen to Bing Crosby's son, Nathaniel, talk about his father, and those of you who are older, remember Dion? And the songs that he spoke to us. He's 77 now. He still looks pretty good. But anyway, and then I sat and had dinner with Tom Monahan and all these very wealthy executives throughout the United States. And I'm thinking, boy, I don't fit in this crowd very well at all, you know. But the reality is, when you listen to their stories, they all came from nothing too. Huh? Except for Bing Crosby's son. That's a different reality. But the rest of us, Dion was from the Bronx. You know, Tom Monahan was in an orphanage when he was young, and he, you know, just started a pizza parlor, and then a Domino's got it, and then all this stuff. He started schools and everything else. And if you ask Tom Monahan and anybody else there, where did everything come from? And every single person there who were multimillionaires would have said, it's because of Jesus Christ. It's all Jesus. They would point to him. And so first of all, we got to know that we can't do nothing, even take our next breath, without the grace of Jesus in our heart and in our lives. So that's where we begin, huh? The second thing we got to do is we got to stop people. He's very clear today. He says, do not boast. Now, I boast. You boast. Paul boasts, if you ever sit there, who wrote the letter today. You know, often he says, and I did this, and I did this, and I got more lashes than anybody else, and I am better than any of those super apostles. Paul boasted too. So this isn't a time for judgment. It's a time for us to examine our life. Do I boast a lot about me and what I've done? And if that's true, who do I give glory to? Myself too often. It's drawing attention to me instead of drawing attention to Jesus. That's why, again, when we talk about when I ask you, how are you, it really doesn't matter how you feel today. You say you're blessed because of him. It takes the attention off you and how you're feeling, and it pushes it to God and all the things he does for us. So that's why, again, what happens, he says, if you're going to boast, you just boast in the Lord. What does that mean? That means we tell people how good God is. We tell people of all the great things God has done for us. We don't talk about us and all the great things we've done for God. And yet, think of that. A lot of us do that. Oh, I do this for God. I go to daily mass. I do this. I do this. I pray. I do this. I go to adoration. I'm a Eucharist minister. I'm an usher. Whatever it is. This is what I do for God. It's all focused on us. Again, we all do it. I know. But I'm just saying this is what the Word of God is calling us to. We need to start saying, these are the things that God does for me. And we proclaim all those things that God does for us. That God in His mercy has done great things for me, as Mary would cry out. And holy is His name, not mine. And so we need to boast in the Lord and lift Him up. So again, when people come to you for anything, just say it's Jesus. Take everything that anyone says to you and push it to Jesus. Again, this weekend when I was down there, I was having dinner the last night there before I had to leave yesterday. And this woman came up to me and she says, Father. I said, yes. And, you know, I'm kind of a weird type person when it comes to that. I'm very extroverted in that. I don't know if you knew. But anyway, but she says, I want to thank you, Father, because you changed my life completely this afternoon when you gave your talk. I said, oh, yeah, it's all God. And she goes, no, Father, you don't understand. I go, I do understand. He can use any jackass. I fit the bill. And it's true, isn't it? You sit there, you're thinking, like, how does God use him? I don't get it. You know, he's moody, he's all these things. How does God use him? Because God can use any of us if we surrender to him. And if when things happen and someone says something to us, we know it's of God and not of us. So today, let's ask for the grace of humility. Let's decide we're going to stop boasting. And let's, when someone does say something to us, let's just point it to who it all belongs to, God. And let us tell the world what God in his goodness has done for us so that people would know that holy is his name. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.